You're listening to an Ask Anything research briefing from AskAnything-app.com. Enterprise AI agents change the security question in a subtle but important way. The question is no longer simply whether sensitive information appears in a prompt or response. An agent can read internal material, interpret something untrusted, choose a tool, use a credential, contact another system, and create a lasting side effect. Security has to govern that entire chain. The useful mental model is an authority-bearing data flow. Untrusted content enters model context. The model forms a plan. The agent uses an identity and makes a tool call. That call reaches an internal or third-party system, and the result may be a response, a message, a change of permissions, or another action. A malicious instruction hidden in an email, a web page, a document, a tool description, or a tool response can become dangerous when the same agent also has access to confidential data and an outbound or write-capable tool. The approved research is careful about the evidence. Benchmarks show that agents can follow adversarial instructions and sometimes complete an attacker's objective. They do not tell us the frequency of real enterprise breaches. Anthropic stress tests also show harmful behavior under deliberately pressured simulations, while explicitly saying this has not been observed in real deployments. The conclusion is not that production agents are routinely malicious. It is that model behavior cannot substitute for authorization. That is why there is no single like-for-like replacement for an agent DLP product. The market breaks into several control points. For a Microsoft-centered organization, Microsoft Agent 365 is the broadest native control plane in this evaluation. It can connect an agent registry with Entra Identity, Purview Data Controls, Defender Posture and Incident Response, and Managed Execution through Intune and Windows 365 for agents. Its strength is shared administrative context. Its limitation is coverage. Buyers must verify the exact agent, connector, operating system, and permission mode, and must distinguish generally available functions from preview runtime controls. Cisco AI Defense approaches the problem through discovery, validation, and runtime inspection across prompts, responses, APIs, internal service traffic, and MCP-mediated communication. Astrix adds the non-human identity layer, OAuth applications, service accounts, API keys, agent identities, and scoped short-lived access. The combination is architecturally sensible because content inspection cannot repair an overbroad standing credential, while identity posture cannot judge whether an otherwise authorized action matches the user's intent. Cisco completed the Astrix acquisition in June 2026, so the diligence question is what is integrated in production now and what remains a roadmap item. Netskope and Zscaler are natural evaluations when traffic already crosses a security service edge platform. They can bring discovery, data loss prevention, and prompt or response inspection to supported paths. But routing determines value. A local MCP call, a direct cloud service call, an endpoint local action, or an encrypted application payload may never pass the inspection point. Zenity and Noma focus on heterogeneous estates. Their value is finding agents across SaaS, low-code, cloud, and enterprise platforms, then mapping ownership, tools, identities, reachable resources, and possible attack paths. A proof of concept must separate inventory and posture from event collection, alerting, and real-time blocking. The word integration alone does not establish enforcement depth. For custom applications, Checkpoint AI Security, based on Lacra technology, and hidden layer sit closer to the prompt, retrieval, model, and tool call path. They can add semantic signals at each step and reconstruct multi-turn tool activity. That proximity is useful, but it requires complete instrumentation. Retries, streams, parallel calls, background jobs, and fallback models all have to pass through the same policy point. Classifiers remain probabilistic, so high-risk actions still need deterministic rules. Fails and security begin from governed data. Their central question is which records, fields, documents, and repositories an agent may retrieve at all. Discovery, masking, encryption, entitlements, and source-level access controls can reduce the blast radius before content reaches a model. Those controls still do not establish user intent or prevent every inappropriate write. Palo Alto Prisma IRS is a useful benchmark across these categories because it combines network and API interception, scanning, agent protection, discovery, and red teaming. Its breadth helps buyers compare integration requirements, failure behavior, data handling, and licensing under agent loops. Across all of these options, the safer reference design uses 6 independent gates. First, inventory the agent, owner, version, model, tools, MCP servers, data stores, and deployment provenance. Second, give each production workload a separate non-human identity with short-lived, narrow credentials. Third, minimize data at the source using row, column, tenant, and document authorization. Fourth, treat retrieved material, tool definitions, tool results, and peer agent messages as untrusted data. Fifth, place deterministic policy at every tool boundary, considering the initiating human agent identity, purpose, operation, resource, sensitivity, destination, and time. Finally, restrict egress, keep a complete trace, rate limit behavior, and make containment revoke credentials as well as stop execution. A serious proof of concept should use 2 representative agents, a read-heavy knowledge agent and a write-capable operations agent. It should run in a segregated tenant with synthetic but realistically classified information. Ground truth should come from independent identity, SAS, gateway, endpoint, MCP, database, network, and orchestrator logs, so the vendor console is not both the detector and the judge. The tests should cover discovery, direct and indirect injection, cross-system exfiltration, authorization, tool misuse, credential abuse, destructive actions, availability failures, privacy controls, and multi-stage detection operations. Measurements should include attack success, benign task completion, false positives and negatives, latency, throughput, cost, discovery lag, time to explain, and time to revoke. Results should be broken down by language, modality, framework, tool transport, and data class. The final buying decision is therefore not which vendor claims the best prompt injection detector. It is which combination can prove 4 things in the buyer's real environment. Every agent has a known owner and narrow identity. It sees only the data required for its task. Untrusted content cannot become unauthorized authority. And every consequential action leaves a complete audit trail that can be explained and revoked.